Yeah. You brought me back and I didn't thank you, 'cause I felt so safe. I held your hand across my eyes and didn't think about time. Is that love? No, I couldn't see 'cause I didn't look, and that's my problem, I know. I never knew, but I wanna know what's good for you, my love. Do you know? And I didn't leave, I'm a believer, that's my boy Limbo.
That was My Boy Limbo from This Is Lorelei's Box for Buddy, Box for Star Deluxe. The fifth group is Thick Glasses, Dance La Bise. Here is Elisa. Sorry, there are some technical difficulties. I will try to play the song again. I don't know what's going on. Sorry about this. For some reason, the CGSF Plex server isn't working too well right now. Just a minute, please. I don't know what's going on. Yeah, it's very glitchy today. The Plex, this is more for computer 2. Let me try it again. The fifth group is Thick Glasses, Dance La Bise. Here is Elisa.
Yeah. reste moi qu'ai-je perdu. Plus j'en suis, moins j'assimile. J'avale, puis je crache. J'ai jamais aussi conscient, si indifférent. Je vois déjà au loin la fin. Et je chante en vain le mal.
That was from Thick Glasses. That was Elisa from Thick Glasses, Dance Libis. I'd like to feature the Northwest League at this time. It is a high A league, three levels below Major League Baseball. Three games were on tap for May 12th. The Eugene Emeralds exercised the host Tri-City Dust Devils 17-4, highlighted by Eugene's 9-run assault in the top of fifth, capped off by Carlos Gutierrez's 3-run jack off Tri-City's Lucas Knowles at Gisa Stadium in Pasco, Washington. The visitors, Spokane Indians, grounded the Hillsboro Hops 7-3 at Ron Tonkin Field in Hillsboro, Oregon, and the hosts, Vancouver Canadians, walked off the Everett Aqua Sox 6-5 in 10 innings on Rogers Field at Nat Bailey in Vancouver, B.C. On May 13th, Eugene doubled up Tri-City 4-2, Hillsboro tripled up Spokane 6-2, and Everett blanked Vancouver 3-0. On May 14th, Tri-City edged Eugene 2-1 despite getting out-hit 7-4. Tri-City edged Eugene 2-1 despite getting out-hit 10-4. Hillsboro tripled up Spokane 6-2 for the second straight night, and Vancouver grounded Everett 7-2, highlighted by Carter Cunningham's game-winning 2-run jack off Will and Brewster in the fifth. On May 15th, Eugene shaded Tri-City 5-4, Hillsboro bested Spokane 5-4, and Everett at Vancouver was rained out. Four games were on tap for May 17th, with one doubleheader as the Everett Aqua Sox and Vancouver Canadians played two. Everett jumped Vancouver 9-5 in Game 1, highlighted by the Aqua Sox 3 runs in each of the second, fourth innings, despite making two of three errors. followed by a 6-2 win for a sweep despite making 2 of 3 errors for the second straight game. Later on, Spokane grounded Hillsboro 5-2, and Eugene exercised Tri-City 15-8, highlighted by the Emeralds' 7-run assault in the top of third, where Giancarlo Seale hit a grand slam followed by Walker Martin's solo shot, both off Jefferson Vargas of the Dust Devils, as Eugene whacked 4 home runs, 2 from Giancarlo Seale, with the last one in the top of 8th of Kyle Roche, against Tri-Cities 3. 3 games are on tap today. Everett continues in Vancouver, Spokane renews in Hillsboro, both at 105, and Eugene resumes in Pasco against Tri-City at 130. All times are Pacific.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Here are the current standings in the Northwest League, which is in the first half. The Eugene Emeralds, an affiliate for the San Francisco Giants, are first at 29-9 and is a runaway first at this time. The Everett Aqua Sox, an affiliate for the Seattle Mariners, about 50 kilometers north of the Major League Club, are second at 21-17, 8 games behind Eugene. The Tri-City Dust Devils, an affiliate for the Los Angeles Angels, who play out of Anaheim and are struggling once again, are third at 19-19. To clarify, the Tri-City Dust Devils, an affiliate for the Los Angeles Angels, are third at 19-19. It's just that the parent club is struggling once again. The Vancouver Canadiens, an affiliate for the Toronto Blue Jays, as the only Canadian baseball teams in affiliated ball, are 4th at 15-23, along with the Hillsboro Hops, an affiliate for the Arizona Diamondbacks, and the Spokane Indians, an affiliate for the Colorado Rockies. So there is a 3-way tie for 4th or last at 15-23.
Who doesn't love music? Join the weekly discussion at the CJSF Record Club with other music aficionados checking out new releases and forgotten classics, exploring and learning about genres and loving music. Every Thursday at CJSF Burnaby from 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. Listen, learn, and share.
Welcome back. The sixth act is the Sympathies self-titled album. Sorry. The CJSF Plex page is once again glitchy. The tune is My World. It's Not Too Late. Now I'd like to talk about the Surrey Police Now I'd like to talk about the latest on the Surrey Police transition at this time. Around 10 p.m. on May 10th, two teens aged 16 and 18 were gunned down in an underground parking lot on the 7000 block of 133 B Street and were pronounced dead at the scene. The next day on May 11th, the IHIT Integrated Homicide Investigation Team said the shootings were likely targeted and part of the BC gang conflict. Also, vehicle fire was reported between 84th Avenue and 144th Avenue, possibly the getaway vehicle. Furthermore, on May 11th, the Surrey Mayor Brenda Locke and SPS Chief Norm Lipinski released statements. The Mayor Locke condemned the recent shootings where they have left three dead with two others in critical condition and slammed the Surrey Police Service. As the Mayor Locke wrote to Harley Chapel, the Surrey Police Board head for an immediate review on reassigning gang unit members to District 4, Cloverdale, which the SPS took over policing duties on April 1st, 2026. The SPS Chief Norm Lipinski clarified on reassigning gang members to Cloverdale as the 8-person gang crime unit was redeployed to combat extortions and speed up transition timelines. Chief Norm Lipinski added that gang crime members who are combating extortion gangs under the Project Assurance Team will return to its regular duties mid-June with additional staff. Later on May 12th, there was an extortion roundtable hosted by Nina Krieger, the BC's Public Safety Minister and Solicitor General, with the leaders from the Abbotsford Police, the BCRCMP, Delta Police, and Surrey Police, BC Extortion Task Force, and Canadian Border Service. As Paul Dadwell, the BC Extortion Advisory Group head, moderated the discussions. While extortion cases have gone down, it still remains the BC NDP government's top priority. Dwayne McDonald, the BC RCMP head and deputy RCMP commissioner, said the overall decrease in extortion activities is due to the BC Extortion Task Force and partners' efforts, as there have been notable success in imposing charges and deporting perpetrators, as the provincial task force is currently dealing with 36 cases, focusing on, quote, higher-tier suspects. Paul Dadwell, the BC Extortion Advisory Group head, also echoed Dwayne McDonald's statement, as he has held many meetings in the last few months with victims, police forces, the South Asian Association of BC, the CBSA, FinTrack, among others. Surrey, which has been hit hard with extortions, have reported 98 extortion cases with 16 gunfires. Nina Patel, a CBSA regional director, said the agency have opened 446 immigration cases against foreigners being accused of extortions, imposed 118 removals, and enforced 55. The Delta Police Chief, Harj Sadhu, said organized crime groups have been using the immigration system to set up in Canada, while the Surrey Police Chief, Norm Lipinski, shared some police practices against extortions, such as installing covert cameras, sending officers to high-risk areas around the clock, according to Canadian Press via Global News. On May 13th, the SPS published photos of Damanjit and Parmodan Singh, who were arrested and charged for an incident of alleged shots on April 22nd, 2026. Later on May 13th, the SPS Chief Norm Lipinski spoke to Jas Johal, CKNW, where he justified the reassignment of police officers from the gang unit to extortion team, as there have been no extortion-related shootings in May so far, on top of taking over Cloverdale in April. Lipinski also added that the SPS, which polices 75% of Surrey, with Guildford and Fleetwood neighborhoods still policed by the RCMP, is working with them, SPB, BC NDP government, and JIBC to fully complete the transition. The SPS transition plan is slated to be completed in 2027 to be smooth, methodical, and safe for the community. Lipinski said there is a lineup of recruits from Surrey to join the SPS who go to the Justice Institute of BC with experienced officers from Edmonton, Calgary, XVPD, RCMP, who will be handling serious crimes, with the SPS being a brand new police force, added that the SPS needs to hire 190 to 205 more officers, including experienced and new recruits from the Justice Institute of BC, which has three recruitment classes per year. On May 14th, the Surrey Mayor, Brenda Locke, made her annual State of the City address, the last one before the next civic election this October, where she announced three safety plans on top of many topics. First is a 15-acre public safety campus in Annandale, Tynehead, which is in northeast Surrey, that will train specialized police, fire, and emergency personnel. Second is Surrey's new safety plan to hire 560 police officers, firefighters, bylaw officers, and other staff over the next 5 years. Third will be new frontline facilities, which will expand and renew police, fire, and bylaw buildings in the city center, South Surrey, and Cloverdale, according to the Surrey City News release. Another interesting announcement was a new convention center up to 200,000 square feet in Cloverdale on top of the new SFU School of Medicine and a Newton Community Center. Quote, that will be the largest community investment in Surrey's history. However, Locke's State of the City address was panned by multiple mayoral candidates, as Mike Starchuk of Imagine Surrey described Locke's statement of address. State of the City address as, quote, big speech, small vision, as families in the city don't know what they are. And Doug McCallum of Surrey Coalition, who was the last mayor and narrowly defeated by Locke in October 2022, slammed Locke's speech as, quote, was not a vision, it was a confession. Brenda Locke told Surrey to lead, follow, or get out of the way. Surrey has been following her way for the last 4 years. We have led into the worst public safety crises. We have led into worst public safety crisis in the city's history, led into a 25% tax hike. It is time for her to get out of the way, end quote, according to Tom Satirik of Surrey Now Leader. Also starting on May 14th, the SPS provided assistance to the Cloverdale Rodeo and Country Fair, which goes on throughout the Victoria Day long weekend. As for the latest numbers, I don't think there is a change since the middle of April. Let me just take a look. I don't think there is. There's, as of April, 659 sworn police officers, 134 females, 525 males, 505 civilian employees. Chances are there will be changes to these numbers after the Victoria Day long weekend.
CGSF would like to welcome you to a new series highlighting local artists and creatives alike. It's Studio 6, featuring live performances and panel discussions. Studio 6 is geared to bringing local content to you via CGSF 90.1 FM at cgsf.ca/studio6. Visit cgsf.ca/studio6 to find the latest performance or discussion. Want to contribute to Studio 6? There are lots of opportunities for brands and groups to join in. Just visit cgsf.ca/studio6 for more info.
Thank you for listening to episode 20 of the Steve Chong Show in 2026. Part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 11, it's Julian Taylor's Jukebox. There isn't enough time to play another song for tonight. Sorry for all the technical difficulties, including from Hotmail and the CJSF Plex server.
You can deny all the things I've seen, all the things I've discovered, but not for much longer. Because too many others know what's happening out there.
I want to believe.
Hi, this is David Duchovny, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby.
You can deny all the things I've seen, all the things I've discovered, but not for much longer. Because too many others know what's happening out there.
I want to believe.
Hi, this is David Duchovny, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby.